Before voters even go to the polls next month, we already know more than 40% of next year's legislature will have never served a day in public office. But as Caroline Halter reports for Oklahoma Engaged, the unprecedented lack of political experience could have unintended consequences.
Slowly open our eyes. Start bowing your shoulders forward, big circles. Still breathing.
John Carpenter is a yoga instructor in Choctaw. He's held many jobs throughout his life. He was a probation officer for 10 years. Before that, he owned a construction company, and he's even been a community organizer. Now Carpenter's trying something new once again. He's campaigning as a Democrat to be House District 101's next state representative.
Seems like our state government's just been stagnant. No one from either party is willing to reach across the aisle and work together. Seems like every agency's just bled out. And
I asked Carpenter if he sees his lack of experience as a positive.
Yes, I think I'll be more open-minded. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but I think I'm up to the challenge or I wouldn't be running.
Carrie Cruzan teaches fourth grade in Choctaw. Sitting at a local Brahms, she explains why she too sees the value in electing newcomers.
Not already being a career politician is a benefit.
But she supports Carpenter's opponent, Republican Robert Manger, who's also never held elected office.
He seems untainted, if you will, and he seems as though he wouldn't have too many people on his shoulder telling him what to do.
Even if her candidate loses, Cruzan says she's just happy to have new representation.
With having our incumbent out, I don't see where we can go anywhere but up.
Voters in House District 101 are not alone. This year, over 40% of Oklahoma's 149 legislators are guaranteed to be newcomers, and most have never served as elected officials. The percentage could be higher if more incumbents are unseated in the general election. And even if the remaining incumbents do hold on to their seats, over 60% of members will have 2 years of legislative experience or less due to term limits. So are there any downsides to this collective lack of experience? Legislating, after all, isn't easy. Newcomers will have to learn to write bills and push them through the legislative process, understand complex topics like tax policy and government finance, and navigate intense political pressures from party leadership, constituents, and interest groups.
Turnover, you can argue, is a two-edged sword.
That's Richard Johnson, a political scientist at Oklahoma City University whose research has focused on whether term limits and the subsequent lack of experience in Oklahoma's legislature affects its ability to function.
There are several things we worry about with people with lack of experience. One would be that it clearly opens the door for greater influence by lobbyists or interest groups because they have the institutional memory and the knowledge a lot of times that a new legislator may not have. There's some concern about staff and staff power because the staff actually have to put a fine point on things like legislation and other things, and they understand how the Capitol runs on a day-to-day basis in a way that you can't unless you're holding public office honestly.
But even as he's discussing all the pitfalls of sending a bunch of inexperienced legislators to the state capitol, Johnson cracks a smile.
I live in Senate District 40, and so one of the candidates there is a former student of mine and really got into it because she was so impassioned and felt like she, unless she was part of the solution, she was part of the problem. I'm encouraged by that as a political scientist.
In other words, underneath this desire for politicians without political experience is new participation. More people are getting involved in local politics.
This report was produced by Caroline Halter for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on political issues that matter to everyday Oklahomans, visit KGOU.org and click the link for Oklahoma Engaged.